Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, as the Man of Steel still searches for Lois Lane, the girl reporter is all but lost to view in the path of a blinding dust storm. We'll learn what happens in a moment. But right now, let's join Dan McCullough and his pal Rusty as they share the comic section of today's news.
Say, Dan, you see bringing up Father today? Poor Jiggs, he's always getting it in the neck.
Yeah, and did you know that Jiggs' picture is on one of the new second series of comic buttons? You know, the new prizes and packages of Kellogg's Pep?
Hey, is that right?
Sure, Maggie too, and Popeye, and the Little King, and Superman, of course. 18 of them in all.
Boy, you know, I've been so doggone excited about this new second series. When I got my first second series button this morning, Mom said she thought I'd pop.
Oh, boy, you're bound to get a kick out of these new comic buttons, Rusty. And you'll
find... Say, Dan, that gives me an idea for a new game.
Yeah?
Look, every kid has to act like he's the same character as on the button he's wearing. Well, for instance, I'm wearing this Popeye button, see?
Yeah.
So I'm a sailor who eats spinach.
Sure. And Cousin Doris could be Olive Oil when she's wearing that button, or any white.
Yeah! Wouldn't that be swell fun? I want to get the whole gang busy on these new second series comic buttons so we can get going.
And you won't have a bit of trouble, Rusty, because all the fellows and girls are mighty excited about this brand new series. It's a doggone snappy looking. The pictures of favorite Funny Sheet characters done up in brilliant red and yellow and blue and black. Boy, they show up like anything when you wear them pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. And they're easy to get, too. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep. Then get your exciting prize from every package. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Learning that Lois Lane had fallen into the hands of Carl Schroeder, a fascist agent, who forced her to accompany him and Manfred, his henchman, on a San Francisco-bound train, Superman rocketed westward to rescue the girl reporter. But the wily Schroeder, anticipating pursuit, left the train at Carson City and, accompanied by Lois and Manfred, continued his trip by car. Temporarily stymied, Superman doubled back in an attempt to pick up their trail. Meanwhile, Schroeder, running into a deadly dust storm, ordered Lois and Manfred out, believing that thus made lighter, his car would take him through. When Manfred refused to leave, Schroeder struck him down and threw him out. As our story continues today, Schroeder, still in possession of the 10 precious dragon's teeth, has just driven off, leaving Lois and the unconscious Manfred to the mercy of the furious dust storm. Listen.
Schroeder! Come back! Come back! Don't leave us here! This dust is choking me. I've got to keep moving. I can't just lie down and die. And try to revive Manfred. I might have a better chance. There are two of us. Manfred. Manfred. He's still unconscious. Maybe if I could turn him over. No. He's too heavy. Only I had some water. He's grown. He's coming too. Manfred. Manfred. It's me. Lois Lane.
My head.
Get up, Manfred. Get up.
What happened? Where?
Schroeder. Knocked you out.
Yes, I remember now. Where is he?
No, Bobbin. Get up before it. We're buried alive in this dust.
It'll blind us. Choke us.
We've got to get out of it.
No use. Nothing can save us. And it's your fault.
My fault?
Yes, your fault. If not for you, Schroeder and I, we'd have gone on by train.
But I didn't tell him to hire a car.
Your fault, I tell you. Your fault.
You're wrong.
If not for you, this wouldn't have happened to me.
You're talking like
that. I'm going to make you pay for this.
No. No, no, no.
I'm going to.
Stop it. being.
What do you mean?
Don't you see why? I didn't leave you while you were unconscious. Can't you understand that alone we'd both be lost? That together we have at least a fighting chance of finding our way out of this.
You think we have a chance?
There's always a chance while we're alive.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I am. Come on, let's start walking.
Walking? Where? Which way?
Straight ahead. Maybe we'll find some shelter. Anything. Anything that'll take us out of this blinding, choking storm.
Yes. Shelter. That's what we need. Shelter.
Let's go. You lead and
lowering their heads and pulling their collars up around their faces in an attempt to protect themselves from the blinding, stinging particles of dust, Lois and Manfred push off into the storm, two lonely figures in the vast expanse of wind-torn prairie. Meanwhile, back at Carson City, Superman has resumed his disguise as Clark Kent and is trying to pick up Carl Schroeder's trail. We find him now in the railroad station where he is questioning a porter who claims to have seen two men with a girl answering Lois's Lane description.
You say this young lady was carried off the train, Porter?
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. The gentleman with her, he said she was very sick, so we put her in a wheelchair.
Wheelchair? Was she unconscious?
Oh, no, sir. She wasn't unconscious. She started to kick up a bit, but the gentleman leaned over and said something in her ear, and that made her quiet down.
All part of Schroeder's act.
Beg pardon, sir?
Oh, nothing. Tell me, did you hear her say anything?
No, sir. Nothing but some mumbling that sounded like, well, sort of like she was gagged or something.
Must have been gagged. But, of course, you couldn't see that through the heavy black veil she was wearing.
That's right, sir.
Tell me, Porter, did you hear the men say anything that might give us some clue or a hint as to where they were going?
Well, let me see now. I did hear them say something,
About what?
Something about a drive yourself. You know, sir, one of those places where you hire a car.
Hire a car?
Yes, sir, that's right. One gentleman, he told the other one to find a drive-yourself place where they could hire a car.
Oh, that's what they did. Of course, they hired a car and went on that way, figuring that would throw me off the trail.
Are they running away from something, sir?
You bet they are. They won't be running much longer. Thanks a lot, Porter. You were a great help. Here's something for your trouble.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Schroeder thought he threw me off the trail, eh? Well, he's in for a shock, and very soon. First, I've got to check the automobile route to San Francisco. I guess a policeman's my best bet.
Excuse me, officer. Could you tell me the best route out of Carson City for San Francisco?
You driving?
Yes.
Well, I can give you the route, all right, but I wouldn't plan to go today if I were you.
Why not?
Because you got to drive across the prairie to pick up the main highway for the coast. And there's an awful dust storm sweeping that prairie now.
There is?
Worst one ever. Don't you notice the wind here?
Yes, but
nothing
I...
Nothing to what goes on out there and one of them dust storms comes up.
Really?
Worth a man's life to get caught in it.
Bad as all that?
Yes, sir. Dust gets so thick you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Well,
yes, sir.
Have God, and Lois is right in it.
What's that?
Nothing, officer. Thanks very much.
Don't mention it. Better hold up until tomorrow. Might be over by then.
Yeah, I guess I will. Yes, I will. Now with Lois out there, into this alley. Better make time now.
That's Superman. Off with these clothes.
There's no telling what may have happened to them out there. I just hope I'm not too late.
There we are. All set. Now, up! Up! And away!
Like a blue and crimson arrow shot from a powerful bow, Superman streaks up into the storm-clouded sky. Then, veering sharply, he rockets toward the dark, dust-swept prairie, his red cape streaming in the angry wind. And just to join him again in his frantic search for Lois Lane. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, your eyes will pop, gang, when you get one of these brand-new second-series comic buttons from a package of Kellogg's Pep. Because these new buttons are really snappy. Bright, true-to-life pictures of familiar comic strip characters like the Little King and Pop Jenks and Andy Gump and Superman, of course. Each one printed in brilliant colors on a white enameled metal button that you'll want to wear pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Now, there are 18 different buttons in this new second series to collect and swap duplicates with your pals. So you better get busy. Start out by asking Mom to get you a package or two of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these new comic buttons, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. and you can't buy them anywhere, just look inside the pet package for this grand exclusive prize. There's a comic button in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Fighting a blinding prairie dust storm with the wind howling at gale pitch, Superman wings across the darkened wasteland, determined to keep going at all costs until he finds Lois Lane. Unaware that Carl Schroeder has cold-bloodedly left her to perish in the choking horror of the storm. Mile by mile, the Man of Steel battles his way through the blinding holocaust, his great muscles strained to their utmost, his X-ray vision piercing the thick, dark screen of whirling dust that blocks out the earth from human sight, searching, ever searching for the car in which he hopes to find Lois. Suddenly, he spots something on the ground, something black against the brown dust.
Wait a minute. What's that down there? Looks like it might be a car. Could it be Schroeder's? That isn't moving. No, of course not. It's turned over on its side. Down, down! Great Scott, that car's burnt to a crisp. Must have run over this embankment and caught fire. No one in it. Could all three of them have gotten out or been thrown clear? I'd better take... Wait a minute, what's in this metal box? Still hot. Oh, the jade dragon's teeth, all 10 of them, fused together by the heat. That means Schroeder either jumped or was thrown out. Whatever happened, they can't be far from here. Uh-oh. There's someone lying over there, half covered with sand. Schroeder. And he's... No, he's not dead. But he's in pretty bad shape. Looks like a skull fracture. Concussion, too, probably. Well, there's no chance of his telling me what became of Lois and Manfred. It'll take a doctor to bring him out of this coma, if he comes out at all. Then I'd better pick him up and put him in what's left of the car. At least he'll be sheltered from the worst of the storm until I find Lois. Right in there with you, my murderous friend. Now, to have a look around for the others. Up! Up! There's no sign of either of them around here. Where could they have wandered to? Yes, and how can I even hope to find either of them? Two tiny specks lost in this huge cloud of swirling dust. Away!
Worried and now completely aware of Lois Lane's great danger, Superman continues what appears to be a hopeless search for two tiny specks lost in a huge cloud of swirling dust. Tomorrow brings the smashing climax to this story of the Dragon's Teeth and the beginning of the most baffling mystery ever to test the mettle of the Man of Steel. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap out at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of six swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.